At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome to Fantasy Sports. Today is game one of the World Series. We'll have a preview over on FanDuel, also recap Monday Night Football. I'm Craig Mish here on the show on Fantasy Sports Today. 2 hours of Fantasy Sports talk by my side today, as he is every Tuesday, is George Kurtz, who joins me here today. Of course, we have James over at LTN. I heard his voice before. Brett Levy is producing the show. George, it is all of us together back again here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
What's going on here in the Northeast here? See, you're nice and out there in sunny Florida. We're having a nor'easter here, so it's monsooning about 5 feet away from me out the door here. So a lovely Tuesday here.
Yeah, shocking to get bad news from George right here at the top of the show. Two minutes into the broadcast. I knew I could count on you for that for sure. All right, let's get to our headlines here. Then we'll review everything. George and I will go back and forth a little bit for sure. Saints last night, if you caught this game, I don't know why, but they beat the Seahawks 13-10 on Monday Night Football. I was up 22 points, needed Winston to get less than that, and that came through. So I improved to 6-1 in one of my leagues. Very happy about that. Game one of the World Series tonight. It will be the Braves and the Astros. Astros a pretty big favorite for the series, about -130, 140 on the money line as well tonight. I'll be locked in, no doubt. The Philadelphia Eagles bid farewell to Joe Flacco. The Jets need a quarterback. Mike White could get the start this week, but they really need a backup at the very least. So Joe Flacco will head there. Gardner Minshew gets a bump up. Who knows? Maybe Minshew could start for the Eagles if things continue to trend that way for them too. Packers' Davante Adams appears to be pretty questionable for Thursday night. As Chris mentioned in the update, he is vaccinated, but he was placed on the COVID list. They play Thursday, so things would have to trend really well for him pretty quickly. So you probably have to look for another option Thursday night. And the Chicago Bulls in the NBA, they improved to 4-0 for the first time since 1996. So finally, good to see Chicago getting back on the map as well. So, George, we'll get to the Monday Night Football game in our fantasy standouts, which is coming up in about 5 minutes from now. So let's start here at the top with the World Series. We've been waiting to, you know, kind of see what was going to transpire. And look, the Braves, to me, have a little bit of a feel of the Washington Nationals from a couple of seasons ago, where they sort of did it with smoke and mirrors, had a really rough first half, very good second half. And there's no question that in order for the Braves to win this World Series, they're basically going to have to get four really good pitching performances. A slugfest is not going to be in the cards for the Braves to win, and the Houston Astros can swing it. That's for sure.
Craig, can you remember another World Series where we have two teams that you'd be lucky to fill one starting staff? I mean, think about it. The Braves will give you Ian Anderson, Charlie Morton, Max Fried. That's it. Right? That's really don't have any other starters. The Astros, okay, we'll give you a couple of rookies, Garcia and Valdez, and that's it. I mean, everybody else is banged up, hurt. I mean, this is weird. It's just, I've never seen this before. We're literally, You want to throw Greinke in here? Fine, but he's a softball pitcher at this point in his career, or this point in the season anyway. He's really done. So, I mean, wow, that there are no starting pitchers really for either team here. So I think it's going to be an interesting World Series. I give the Braves all the credit in the world. They're doing this without one of the best players in the game, in Ronald Acuna, who tore his ACL what seems like forever ago now. And they rebuilt their outfield. I mean, Anthopoulos rebuilt the outfield. Soler, Rosario, Duval. You want to throw in Peterson in there as well. I mean, what a magnificent job they did there. I said, all the credit in the world to the Braves here. I think it's going to be an interesting World Series. I think it's going to be a fun one. So I look forward to it tonight.
Yeah, if the Braves win the World Series, I think Alex Anthopoulos will be on this show right after. So I think we're rooting maybe for the Braves here, without a doubt. You know, that's a really interesting point you brought up with Houston when they won the World Series the last time, George. Like, they say that pitching wins the championship, right? And so if you went back to Houston's last World Series, you would say, yes, that's correct. They had Charlie Morton. They had Justin Verlander. They had Gerrit Cole. They had McCullers, right? Like they had a bunch of guys. And so this year they've done it without almost any of them. So I think that point is interesting. If Houston wins the World Series, do you think that like sort of debunks the idea of having to have three aces like Washington did with Strasburg and Scherzer and Corbin? Like, that's how they won too, right? Like, it's changed.
I think it's going to be a narrative, yeah. Well, you don't need starters. Just get guys to go 3-4 innings and go bullpen. Go 10 bullpen guys, and here, away we go. This is why we're going to – this World Series is going to have a lot of long games because the Astros are going to be changing pitchers a lot. You know, every couple of innings, someone's coming in, 3-4 batters, someone else. It's going to be – like I said, I expect a lot of 3.5, 4-hour games. Living on the East Coast, I think the over-under is probably 11:30 as far as these games getting done with, and I would take the over on that. They got a lot of midnight games coming here. I also think there's going to be runs scored. You mentioned the Astros aren't going to win 2-1 games here. They're going to have to score some runs here. Like I said, I think it's going to be a fun World Series because it's going to be a different than what we're used to. I can't remember a World Series like this where literally both teams be lucky to fit one starting staff.
Yeah, it should be fun. And look, a good setup too, because when you think about it, the way the World Series is set this season – no football tonight, no football tomorrow night. They skip Thursday, and then they come back on Friday. So at least the first three games, very little competition for Major League Baseball outside of NBA and NHL regular season games. I'm looking forward to the World Series, no doubt. But coming up next, it's time for us to dive into the fantasy standouts on the Saints and Seahawks. Now, this segment that we do is normally 10 minutes, so somehow we'll have to piece together two good performances and make that into 10 minutes. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to try. We'll also have a preview of the World Series over on FanDuel. We'll hear.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
From a lot of the players who were involved, Jose Altuve, Freddie Freeman, Charlie Morton, give you our full-length preview here on the show. Talk about the trade deadline also in the NFL, how that may affect fantasy. So we're off and running here on this Tuesday, the final Tuesday in the month of October. Time flies. We'll be right back here on Sports Day. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game. You see a lot of commentary on social media about the Manning cast with Peyton Manning and Eli Manning and bringing in their friends, and Marshawn Lynch was part of it and Tom Brady was part of it. Drew Brees was part of it. And George, that was really, as you said during one of our breaks here before we started the show, the most exciting part of it. It's like I didn't realize initially when I was watching the game. And so, you know, on social media, I saw some comments and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm watching the wrong broadcast. Let me go over to the other one. And that definitely provides the best watch of anything. I mean, I don't know if there's enough money that you could pay those two to continue to do this. And I'm not even quite sure why they don't do it for every game. I know the last two games they did not. So best part about Monday Night Football last night was definitely that.
Yeah, that saved the game. I like the Mannings. I think it's funny. I've probably watched at least part of every broadcast they've done. You mentioned, I don't think they did the last three that they were off. And I don't know the reason why. Maybe one of them had something to do. I don't know. It doesn't matter here. Now, I wouldn't watch it if there was a good Monday night game. I'm probably not watching the Mannings because I want to watch the game. They do cut the screen in like, what, a quarter to show the Mannings. Right. So I probably wouldn't watch it for that. But that game last night was made for the Mannings. Because if not, I might have really banged my head against the wall. It was a boring game, dull game. This week, Giants, Kansas City, probably going to be a Manning game as well. My only worry about this is I don't see Eli criticizing the Giants at all. Not one little bit on Monday night. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he's that type of guy. So that'll worry me somewhat. But it should be still somewhat interesting. Listen, I'm the first to tell you, most of the guests they have on, they're a bust. All right, it's not done very well. They're all over the place. Marshawn Lynch admitted he was taking drinks before to relax. And you knew. What was the over-under on how many curse words he would say during that show? 4.5? He blew by that. A lot of S-bombs, F-bomb at the end, too. So it is what it is. Brady was a good interview, though.
He was great. Yeah. No, I thought he was really good. Drew Brees, like, I mean, it was funny. At the end, it felt like he took a shot at Winston there. Where it was like, yeah, we're just running the same plays as when I was there. But yet, they're not doing it. But anyway, that was all-star studded last night for sure. All right, let's get to our fantasy standouts for those of you who stomached your way through this game. Jameis Winston, 19 of 35, 222 passing yards, 40 rushing yards, and a touchdown. I could tell you that the numbers should probably have been worse than what they were here. Alvin Kamara, he was the star, no question. 10 receptions, 128 yards, a touchdown, 51 rushing yards. And there's no question the Saints don't win without him doing what he did last night, especially on, looked like a broken play touchdown. Marquez Callaway played him last night, got nothing. 3 receptions and 32 yards. Adam Troutman, 3 receptions, 36 yards. George, we'll get to the Seahawks here in a minute. Look, the Saints, I'll give Sean Payton credit. He realizes they're just not good. Like, I think that it's like, okay, let's shorten the game as much as we can. Let's try to play defense as much as we can. Let's give the ball to Alvin Kamara, who by far is their best player. Like, you think about the past, and they had Devery Henderson, and they had Marquez Colston, and they had Emmanuel Sanders. They had all these, Jimmy Graham. They had all these weapons. They have, like, none now. It's, like, gone. And they don't even have a good quarterback either. So I think they're doing it the smart way. But if you have these players in fantasy, and you're, like, trying to stream Winston, or like me, trying to stream Callaway, you're making a big mistake. They are just not interested in scoring 30 points in a game. And the last decade, they have been. But this is a first for them.
It's a different kind of team than what we're used to. You mentioned they really have no weapons. I mean, none, zilch, nada, nil, other than Kamara. And you would think, I find it amazing last night that he caught 10 balls for 128 yards, because if I'm a defense, I don't care if he's coming out of the backfield. I have two guys on him. Always. Force. Wants to throw to anybody else. You want to throw to Callaway? You want to throw to Traquan Smith? Fine, go for it. But you're not beating me with Kamara. Instead, the Seahawks lost to Kamara. And it just drives me insane when you lose to the other team's best player. Best player, especially in that quagmire last night. You knew they weren't going to be able to throw the ball down the field, or let's not throw it down the field accurately. That wasn't going to work. Now, even against the Seahawks secondary, which is terrible, that wasn't going to work. And you let Kamara beat you there. So disappointing. But like I said, it was a dull game all around. But I think you're right about Peyton. He knows what he has there. And he knew he had Seattle. They're not going to score against us anyway. I think he banked on that. So we can win a sloppy football game here. That's not going to work. In that division, when they played Tampa Bay a couple of times, they played Dallas later on the season as well. They might play Arizona also. That's not going to work against those teams. You're going to have to open it up and hope. But against Seattle, without Russell Wilson, yeah, good game plan.
Yeah, the Saints are going to get a new quarterback next year too, I would imagine. So you'll just play this out. But they're back in it right now in terms of the playoff hunt, and they could finish 9-8. You never know. All right, Seattle season's over after last night, that's for sure. Geno Smith, unfortunately, just can't do enough to get it done. 12 of 22, 167 in the air, and threw one touchdown pass to DK Metcalf. Alex Collins was in and out. 35 rushing yards. Yuck. One reception, 9 yards. Now, DK Metcalf came through. Those of you who played him, you did the right thing. He got you about 20 fantasy points yesterday. 2 receptions, 96 yards, and a score. He's got to be frustrated. And then Freddie Swain was the next best receiver in the Geno Smith offense. 4 receptions, 39 yards. The Saints sacked Geno Smith, it felt like 12 times. I think it ended up being 5-2 on the last drive. And after the game, Geno talked about his struggles on offense and also him taking a number of sacks.
I think we had spurts where we were really good. And then I think we had times where we didn't finish. We were moving the ball. Some costly, sacks where, kind of put us out of position. A couple penalties that we'd like to not have. But overall, I mean, with the elements and everything else, not to make any excuses, but I think we moved the ball pretty well.
Gino, you mentioned the sacks. Some of those came in some really critical moments. What do you kind of think about those plays when you look back on them and kind of how those moments kind of came about for you?
Well, I mean, that's a part of playing quarterback, honestly. Being a quarterback, you got to put the team in the best position to win. And whatever I got to do to get the ball out or, evade, the sack or whatever I have to do to not have that happen, that's a part of my job. And so, I put that solely on myself, honestly. And I got, big enough shoulders, I'll take it all. You can put the blame right at my feet, man. I'm not worried. I know I'm going to get better. I know I'm going to fix it. Whatever it is, I'm going to do whatever, I need to do to make sure that we get a win.
It's now at the point, George, where it's obvious that Seattle's season is over from a wins and losses and postseason perspective. But from a fantasy perspective, Metcalf is probably the only one that you feel comfortable starting every week. And the other thing that I would say, George, is that, look, if Seattle is 2-8 or 2-9 and Russell Wilson has a chance to come back, I would be a little worried that he'll say no, I would be concerned that it would be what's the point. I think everybody knows who Russ is, and it's not like it's an ACL, like a Dak injury from last year. So, the upside, unfortunately, for Metcalf and Lockett is probably very slim, and this just could be the end of the run for Seattle. Unbelievable run, Super Bowls, winning, playoffs a lot, but I think it's just coming to an end.
Yeah, it is coming to an end. I don't see them making the playoffs either. I don't think it's necessarily over yet. You do have 17 games. You had an extra playoff team. So I think there's still some hope. They do play Jacksonville this week. Maybe they can beat Jacksonville without Russell Wilson. Okay. I don't think it's a definite, by the way, at all. Not the way you're watching Geno Smith play the last couple of weeks. But I also don't know if Trevor Lawrence is going into Seattle and beating the Seahawks. I don't know if I would bank on that either. But as soon as that, they get a bye week. And we do expect Russell Wilson to return after that. All reports are that week 10 looks good. So if they beat Jacksonville, they'll be 3-5. He'll definitely come back because there's a chance to make the playoffs at 3-5. But immediately, your next game is at Green Bay. And then you play in Arizona. Good luck. Good luck the way you're playing. I don't see you beating either one of those teams. So you'll be 3-7 real quick. And then your season pretty much is over except for the crying there. So it is what it is. I do think Russell will come back and play. I don't think he's going to call it quits on the season. He really can't. This is not that kind of injury where he can't come back. He'll be back. Do I think he's going to want out of Seattle? We heard that news last offseason. I think we're going to hear noise about it again this offseason as well.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers could be gone from Green Bay. Russell Wilson could be gone from Seattle. Certainly, we could have a lot of different scenarios coming for. And Deshaun Watson, who we're going to talk about coming up next, because that's our focus. The NFL trade deadline is a week away. We tend to get very hyped up for this.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
And then nothing really happens. But let's try again. Let's see if we can figure out a few players that could be on the move coming up next. If you have these players in fantasy, what do you do? Do you target them from somebody's team? Do you cut them? Do you trade? We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Those of you who follow us on Twitter, really appreciate it. Let us know what you think of our little show here, Fantasy Sports Today. If you don't know what Twitter is, here's what it is. It's social media. It's very easy to download. And all of the clips, picks, information, stats, data, anything you could possibly imagine, that's what we're posting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, over on our two Twitter handles, which are SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. So follow us there. Let us know what you think. Please comment. What do you like? You like videos? You like picks? You like information? How about fantasy content? We deliver that too over on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right. Now, George, the NFL trade deadline is approaching, and unlike the baseball trade deadline and the NBA trade deadline and even the hockey trade deadline, the NFL tends to be the most tepid. And for whatever reason, we get really excited about this every year and just very little ends up happening. Now, that's not to say that something couldn't happen and change the fantasy landscape. But in general, it does seem like a lot of hype with no substance. And we're going to go through some potential names this year. And of course, you know, the biggest name is the player that, you know, obviously we've been talking about maybe getting traded now for about 3 months. And it still just doesn't happen. We were told last week it could happen. It didn't happen again. Very convoluted situation with Deshaun Watson, that's for sure.
Yeah. To put it nicely. Now, what you said about the NFL trade deadline is so true, right? We see trades in the NBA and MLB and the NHL. They may not be big trades, but we see a number of them every time at the deadline. The NFL, it used to be a worthless deadline a few years ago. Now, they have moved it back to try and, you know, get some more trades out there. But in the NFL, it's hard to trade because you need a player who's going to be able to fit into the system right away. And that generally doesn't work. It takes time to learn that system. You can't just trade for a quarterback. I know we've been joking about the Jets trading for Joe Flacco. At least he was there. But it might take him a couple of weeks to get to know a new system, get to know the players, that sort of thing. It generally doesn't work. A running back would work because generally that's just hit the hole, right? Get the ball, hit the hole, and pick up the blitz on third down. So it's tough here. As far as Deshaun Watson, I just can't see him being traded. Not right now. Think about everything that has to go on for Deshaun Watson to be traded. First off, he has a no trade clause. He could say, no, I'm not going here. And apparently he said that to Philadelphia. He doesn't want to go to Philadelphia. All right. Second, you have to be willing to give up whatever it takes to get him. And what we heard from Houston, they want pretty much five picks. They want the Cowboys trade from Herschel Walker back in the early 90s. All right. So to give that up, you have to hope, pray, assume he's not going to get suspended. He's going to get suspended. It's a matter of when. They don't need to be charges for him to be suspended. Ezekiel Elliott got six games for not being charged at all. Even the woman didn't want the charges pressed there. So strange there. You know, he's going to get suspended. It's going to be this year. Next year, he's going to be put on the exempt list. Is Goodell going to go, oh, how nice, he just traded for him. He's exempt now. Good luck next year. And so there's so much going on there. You're going to have protests up the wazoo from certain groups here once he gets traded. I don't blame them one little bit. Oh, what about your corporate sponsors? They're not going to be thrilled. At least some of them are not going to be thrilled about this, and that's money. That's generally what owners listen to, right? Money. So I don't think there's any way, Craig, that he gets traded before the deadline. Do I think he gets traded in the offseason? Absolutely. When this thing will settle down, so it won't be in the news as much. Maybe he gets settled, period. You know, you're out of court, whatever it might be here. I don't think he's ever going to do jail time for this. But I don't see any way, anyhow, he can be traded. I just can't see a GM doing that. The only way I can do that, Craig, is if my owner says, listen, I want him. I don't care. I'll take the PR hit. I'll take everything else. I want Watson. Go get him.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything that you said up until the whole PR thing and that part of it, just because I think, and it's not your fault, George, but I think we all have short memories that we went through this before with a quarterback, and Michael Vick was in a similar situation in terms of PR. Now, as far as things pending, as far as charges pending, Vick was already out at that point, right? Like, his career was ready to move on. The Eagles signed him. As you said, they took a PR hit, as I guess. I mean, there were people picketing there and, you know, with, about the dogs and everything else. What did he do? He was a superstar with the Philadelphia Eagles. It was well worth them signing him. So from that perspective, I think that that doesn't last long. But the difference is, of course, with Watson and his future, it's still unknown. And so you could be trading for a player that could be suspended in the future. Vic, it was just strictly about PR and taking a shot on someone, and that was the best shot that anybody's probably ever taken on a player, because he was just amazing with the Philadelphia Eagles for about a year and a half, and then, of course, his career, you know, sort of came to an end. Okay, now, let's move over to some skill position players, George. Let's touch on the Chicago Bears. It looks like this is a rebuilding year for them. My guess is there's going to be a coaching change, maybe a GM change even in the offseason. We just don't know how good Justin Fields is or not. There seems to be some debate whether or not the head coach even wants to play Justin Fields. And then poor Allen Robinson in another season without a quarterback. I remember a couple of years ago when he was on Jacksonville, we thought that maybe he was going to get traded at the deadline, and he did not. The Bears drafted Anthony Miller. They let him go. Darnell Mooney's been okay. They really don't have weapons if they trade Robinson away, and that sort of is my fear. The Bears did win back-to-back games a couple of weeks ago, despite the fact that they've lost now back-to-back games. But if the Bears choose to punt, then Robinson would be a candidate. But if you're the GM of the Bears and you're the coach of the Bears and you are fighting for your job, I don't think that you certainly would advocate getting a fourth round pick for Allen Robinson and just giving him up right now.
Well, they wouldn't settle for a fourth-round pick. That's the key there. Can they get value they think he's worth there? It's a tough call here, because I think, once again, your last line is what's interesting there. I got to think the GM and the coach are gone. They probably should have been gone at the last season, right? And they held on here. They almost have to make the playoffs to save their job, you know, and we know the Bears really aren't a playoff team, but, you know, they're 3-4. They're about, eighth in the NFC, so they'll be only one team out of a playoff spot, right? They're not going to win the division, so they're behind Vikings, who are 3-3, Saints, who are 4-2, Rams, who are 6-1. So actually, does that make them seventh? They might actually be in a playoff spot right now. How scary is that? They actually might be in a playoff spot. I'm not breaking it down here to find out for sure. So it'd be very close here. Atlanta's there as well, Carolina. They're not in a playoff spot, but they're very close. But I think that's the issue there. So I don't think a GM's going to trade him. Because I think the GM, I think sometimes when we look at trades, we forget that these GMs are real people. And he has to realize, I don't make the playoffs, I'm gone. He has to know that. All right, he should have been gone last year. I don't think he's going to want Robinson traded. That being said, they're not using him at all. At all. Right? You mentioned Robinson. Robinson's always had bad quarterbacks, but he thought the others were bad. Ain't nothing compared to what he's got now. All right, they're not looking his way all that much at all. He doesn't want to be there. We knew that the offseason. He wanted a long-term deal. They didn't give it to him. He's got a one-year contract. So I don't think he'll be dealt because of all these reasons. Because I think also the fact that he's having a bad season, they're not going to get the offers they'd want for him. I think what you said is right. Yeah, fourth-round pick. They're not taking that. They're not going to go for that. They probably would need it. Probably a third to go conditional to a second. And I don't know if teams are going to give up that, because they might be thinking, well, maybe it's not all Fields full. Maybe Robinson slowed down some. He's not the same player. Could be that as well. So I don't think he gets moved. He wants to be, though.
All right, let's touch on a running back and then another receiver I want to ask you about. But Marlon Mack is a name that's kind of been out there. You'd have to find a running back situation that's at the very least compromised at this point. And look, the Bears one has been compromised, but Herbert looks pretty good. Philadelphia looks like they have to go to a backup, but would they add Mack in a situation? So, I mean, it would have to be a really good spot, I would think, George, for him to go to. And I really don't have identification of a one. Would Kansas City maybe take a shot on him as a starter? I don't know. I don't feel like he's a guy to target right now in fantasy. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm looking at the same thing. I'm looking at the standings, looking at teams that, you know, good teams. I think it has to go to a good team that could use a running back. Maybe the Raiders. I mean, Josh Jacobs is always banged up, right? Always banged up and seems to be missing time there. I mean, they, once again, they have Drake, but I guess they could use a Marlon Mack type. Wouldn't be bad. I don't see KC happening. You got Williams, and CEH is not supposed to be out long. Whether he can be back, I think, in 2 weeks. So I don't think that – not that he's special. I'm not saying that. But I don't think they're going to give up draft picks for Mack. And let's face it, the running game may not be great for Kansas City, but it's not the problem right. either. So I don't see any obvious team here. You look at all the teams in the NFC, they're all loaded running back. Dallas, Green Bay, Minnesota, Tampa Bay. Nah, Fournette's having a fine season. You got Geo there and Ronald Jones. New Orleans. I guess New Orleans as a backup could make some sense in case you want to cover yourself for Kamara. Maybe ease up his workload a little bit. I'm just trying to make a case here. I think the reason we've heard his name mentioned for, what, 3-4 weeks now? I think the reason he's still there, Craig, is that there is no obvious team that needs him. They need a running back to get hurt.
Yeah, I think that's obvious. One name I want to ask you just real quick about it. We only have 2 minutes, but it seems to me if there's one player that is most likely to be traded and has value wherever he goes is Brandon Cooks, right? Like, Cooks has no business being in Houston the rest of the season and would seemingly go to a decent team and catch 5 balls for 50 yards every week if they would just let him go.
You know, it's funny. When you did the segment, if you were going to ask me somebody that you didn't have on your list here, it would have been Cooks. I think Houston will trade anything that's not nailed down. And Cook has been traded so many times, he's used to it now. He probably has a to-go bag all ready to go. You're absolutely right. I think he could help the team. He's a deep threat. Even if you're not going to use him in the game plan, he's still a guy that defense has to account for. He can run all those fly patterns. The safety almost has to play over the top. It opens up everything underneath. So I think Cooks will be moved. Green Bay would make some sense here if they want to go for him. Wouldn't he be great to make things easier for Devontae Adams? Green Bay, I think, does make a move.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dallas has Gallup out. Maybe, you know, they're not afraid to add on. Maybe Cooks ends up in Dallas, too. It could be. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to get to the sporting event of the night and probably the sporting event of the week. It's the 2021 World Series with fans in fans. So full crowd on hand tonight to watch the Braves take on the Houston Astros. For those of you who are getting ready to play the single-game slate tonight on FanDuel, pull up the app. We're going to give you some advice. Coming up next, right here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Don't forget, we're here
at Ability Chiropractic. They do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Every day, noon to 2 Eastern, right here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com, breaking down fantasy sports and helping you get an edge. We'll be back. Don't go away. Break, break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Personally, I'm excited for the World Series. I think that this is a really interesting matchup with two teams that have, you know, pretty staunch fan bases. Atlanta sort of, you know, kind of like a national baseball team. There's a lot of Braves fans everywhere. Everybody is against Houston, except for the fans in Houston who love the Astros. So, George, for me, I think there's a lot of good storylines, a lot of compelling stories. And the one thing that you did mention, you know, I am a little bit, you know, nervous about, which is true, which is with all the pitching changes, you know, the thing with these baseball games is you want to be around to see the end. And you're right. Like, this is the only concern is on a Tuesday or Wednesday in games one and games two, that like by 11, you kind of want the game in hand. And I don't know that that will be the case with the number of pitchers that are being used on both sides, by the way.
Even in normal times, the game was going to be over by 11 anyway. With these teams, the way they're built, if you can't get a three-hour game tonight where you have two legitimate starters, and tomorrow you'll have two legitimate starters then too, you're not getting it in the middle of games of the series, because that's when we're going to see the ton of pitching changes. And it's something that a lot of managers just do nowadays, whether you like it or not. They don't give the starters a chance at all to get out of it. You're in trouble with third, fourth inning, and they don't like what they're seeing, you're gone. We're going to play a bullpen roulette here and see what happens. So I think it's going to continue. I don't think that's going to stop here, especially when they play in the National League and the pitcher has to bat. Yeah, I don't know if any pitcher's batting twice in this series.
Yeah, probably not. All right, let's take a look at the odds just kind of to start with, and then we're going to head on over to FanDuel and take a look at the DFS pricing. Right now, Houston's minus 130 for the game. They're about 140 to win the series over on FanDuel. And, of course, Charlie Morton, no stranger to the World Series, will pitch tonight for the Braves. Framber Valdez, who has had a wonderful postseason and missed April, May, and June this year in Major League Baseball. They didn't even pitch for the first 3 months of the season. He is going to be starting game one for Houston. But no question, it's a homecoming of sorts for Charlie Morton, who won a World Series and closed out the World Series for the Houston Astros a couple of years ago. He talks about heading back to a place that's quite familiar.
I don't know. Being back here in Houston, you know, having played with a few of those guys over there, you know, gone through a lot with some of those guys over there, and then obviously the stage we're on here. So those are all things I'm well aware of. And but I think the what you're alluding to is the trying to maintain focus of the things that, you know, I would usually focus on during a start, you know, making pitches, prepare the way I prepare, and then just going out there and execute, trying to let it, you know, this distract me. But yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to feel some things when I get on that mound. I don't think there's any way not to.
Yeah, Morton went through a lot, if you remember, George. He sort of was like on the way out of baseball. He went from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, and his career was almost over. I remember talking to him a bunch in spring training a few years ago about his velocity being up, and that translated to a great regular season, great postseason. A couple of years with the Astros, great with them, very good with Tampa Bay too. Sort of faded a little bit last year. Everyone thought he was going to retire. And then he signs another deal with the Atlanta Braves. So now he's back with them, a chance to win the World Series. And George, I want to take you through the DFS pricing here for the Braves here for a minute and get your thoughts. How would you build a lineup? Who would you put maybe in the MVP spot? But let's start with Atlanta, and then we'll go over to Houston. So here is the DFS pricing on FanDuel tonight. So pull out your app if you want to play it. We'll give you some tips. Freddie Freeman, 9,000 tonight. Ozzie Albies is 7,500. Let's circle Eddie Rosario's name for sure. He's been a monster. 7,000. Austin Riley, also 7,000. Jorge Soler in the outfield, 6,500. Dansby Swanson, 6,000. So, George, how do you see game one going? And furthermore, if you're playing Braves tonight, we'll get to the Astros, but if you're playing Braves tonight, who sticks out at you as good one-game slate plays?
Well, probably if you're playing the buff, you're going heavy on the Braves, Valdez is a left-hander. I mean, so that's going to hurt my Freeman shares a little bit. And Rosario, it's going to hurt. And there's no one hotter than Rosario, by the way. Hell, even that out he had the other night was a loud out that I thought might get out to right center. What a great pickup by Anthopoulos. Just fantastic here. So it's going to be tough to bank on these guys. How about Riley? Another guy who's been hot. Now, he has the platoon advantage there, being the right-hander. So I might go Riley here. Soler runs into one. Not afraid of that either in Swanson. So I'm looking at the bottom three guys here for me. Riley, Soler, and Swanson as far more than the top three. I think Riley is a guy I'm really interested in tonight because he's been hot. And he has platoon advantage. And remember, you got what do they call those boxes in Houston? Those Crawford boxes, whatever, down the left field line. Short porch.
Yeah, could be the case. Look, I think that Eddie Rosario, for me, has got to be in every lineup until the end of the World Series, until he stops hitting. I don't care what his price is tonight. So put him in the MVP slot for me. I did it last week. That worked. I'm going to do it again today. Now, on the side of the Houston Astros, the American League Championship Series sort of went the way that Houston thought it would go. And the star of that series, it wasn't Altuve. It wasn't Correa. It wasn't Bregman. It was Yordan Alvarez, who has really come on very late this season and has shown why he's got basically the kind of power that could win an American League home run title. His teammate Jose Altuve talked about his rise over the last month or so.
Yeah, I think he's a unique hitter. You know, his approach is amazing, what he does, hitting the ball to the other way. But then he pulls the ball and he hits it 500 feet. He's, you know, it's amazing. He can walk. He's been playing some good defense too. So, you know, I'm really thankful he's in our team. But, you know, obviously he just won the ALCS MVP and it's a big reason, you know, that we have a lot of chance to win this World Series.
And one rep behind.
And didn't play a single game the rest of the season. Houston played without him in that 60-game season last year. What a difference he makes for sure this year, George. Now, let's take a look at the pricing for Houston tonight. Some potential players here that you could use. Alvarez is at the top at 9,500. We have Jose Altuve there as well. Kyle Tucker has had a really nice postseason at 9,000. Carlos Correa, 7,500. Alex Bregman still waiting for that breakout, George. Hasn't quite happened. 7,000. And then Yulieski Gurriel is at 6,500. Now, the thing for Houston, George, that I think that people overrate a little bit is their lefty versus righty splits. This is the one team in Major League Baseball that it really doesn't seem to matter. I think people just generally say, oh, it's a lefty or it's a righty against Houston. Most of their guys righty on righty hit better, and Alvarez hits lefties just as well as he does righties. Michael Brantley hits lefties just as well as he does righties. And so I don't know that that's a huge factor in this game. I guess it just comes down to who do you think maybe late in the game in a scenario where maybe Charlie Morton's out of the game. Morton's usually good 5-6 innings, what, 5-6 strikeouts, 2-3 walks. It would be the bullpen. That's not named Matzik, by the way, I would guess, to pop off for Houston. Who do you think is among those?
Yeah, listen, Alvarez has sort of announced himself as a superstar in the playoffs, right? You said it. He doesn't care if it's lefty or righty. He's smoking everything. You got Rosario for the Braves. You got Alvarez for the Astros. Like I said, both smoking hot right now. Look great here. It's going to be hard for me not to have Alvarez. I may not be able to fit him with the price tag, but I'd want him in my lineup tonight. Absolutely here. I mean, this guy, you can make an argument for all of them. You said Brantley. Brantley is your professional hitter. You're probably not going to get the bomb, but doubles seem to come with this bat all the time here. All right, good professional hitter here. Gurriel had a great series, too. For a guy who's cheaper, I'm probably going to have him in my lap to save some cash somewhere. Another guy, sort of a professional hitter. You're probably not going to get the bomb, but you will get some hard-hit balls there. Correa, I mean, tough for me to – like I said, I can't put all these guys in. Bregman didn't do much. I don't see myself going with Bregman. He was kind of quiet versus Boston. I don't think I'm going to bank on him coming out tonight. Altuve is another guy I want in there, but I can't afford all these guys. Can make an argument for any of them. I love Kyle Tucker as well tonight. My two favorite are probably Alvarez and Tucker to get in my lineup. I just have a feeling one of them is going long.
All right, so in the end, George, it's our last shot before this series begins tonight to pick a winner. And so if you're simply going to do it over on FanDuel, a series winner, you can probably get some pretty decent odds if you wanted to take the Braves. On the show yesterday with Davis, George, I did pick Atlanta. I do think the Braves have that feel of a getting hot at the right time type team. And so I anticipate the series being long. I anticipate a lot of movement in terms of feeling one way about one team and then it just shifting to the other. And I think the Braves are going to end up winning the World Series here. So I'm going to take the plus money and make it happen. I just like stories. I like narratives. Jock Peterson, Adam Duvall, Eddie Rosario, all of these players the Braves added just all of a sudden found their way to Atlanta and started kicking butt. Maybe it won't be Eddie Rosario this series. Maybe it'll be somebody else on Atlanta. It was Jock Peterson right before they got to this point. Now it's Eddie Rosario. But I can't sit here and tell you that Houston isn't going to have a game, George, where they win like 14-2. Like, that's going to happen. One of these games are just going to explode and score a ton of runs, and Atlanta's going to lose. But I think in the end, the Braves win.
I'm with you. You know, I've said it with Gabe last night. I'm going Braves in this series. I'm not changing my mind here. There's a couple of reasons why I'm going with the Braves. One, they have more starting pitching. It may not be much more, but they've got more. I'll take my chances there. I do think the Astros have the better bullpen. I think the Astros have the better offense as well here. But the Braves are the great story. You lost a top five player in the game in Ronald Acuna. You lost him a long time ago, all right? And you still got here. I don't care that you won 88 games. I love what Anthopoulos did at the deadline. You mentioned the players. He added a whole new outfield. We've never seen this before, right? You didn't even mention Jorge Soler, who's back from COVID. A whole new outfield, plus one. Fantastic job with them. I think they are the story here. I like Morton. I like Fried. I like Ian Anderson. I just like them more than Valdez and Garcia. And I don't know who's starting after that. I just don't know for Houston. They're going to have to outslug them. And I agree. There will be a game where Houston, they win by a football score. And it's over in the third inning. They scored 19 runs. There will be that game, but not enough of those games. Give me the Braves in six. And I'll also take the plus money, by the way. It's another reason I'm going the Braves. I just like their price better.
Yeah, no, I do too. And look, I how do you feel about pitchers when they face hitters? Like, who do you think has the advantage in this situation? Like Morton playing all those years, not all those years, but a couple of years with Houston. Do you think the pitcher, are you of the belief that the pitchers have the advantage over the hitters, or the hitters knowing the pitchers have the advantage there? Like when you're teammates like that.
I got to think the hitters have the advantage. They know what you throw, right? They may not be able to hit it, but they're probably not afraid of you. I don't think Morton's a jerk. They're going to worry about him coming up and in. So I think the hitters have the advantage here. I do. But still, everybody's seen Charlie Wood. He's been around forever, and no one still seems to hit him. I think what you said is right. He'll go about five innings, five plus. I don't think he'll go through the lineup three times. Not to all nine batters. I think he's going to go five plus innings, probably give up two, three runs, and that's where you're at.
It'll be fun. 8:07 Eastern tonight. And guess what? On tomorrow's show, George and Davis Maddock will give you a recap of that game. Wednesdays, as those of you who watch our show every single day, normally that is my day off. Why? Because every Sunday, I'm with you guys again, working every 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. It is myself, Joe Pizzapia, and Matt Stryker. It's our fantasy football show each and every Sunday morning. We help you out in season-long leagues, in daily fantasy sports, and basically run through every single game and give you the best opportunities before you're setting a lineup for your fantasy football league. Of course, we're almost at the halfway point of the season. There are some of you that are maybe kind of fading out of your season-long leagues. I know I'm playing in a league. I see two players that are 0-7. I'm the first time I think I've ever seen that before. Maybe you're sitting in an 0-7 or a 1-6 situation. If you are, don't despair, because we talk for the first hour of every Sunday morning show from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., we do a complete daily fantasy sports preview. So move your season-long leagues over.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We're two daily, and you can still get right back into it and still have a lot of fun each and every Sunday. We'll come back, wrap up this first hour of FST on this Tuesday. Stay on the grid. Great.
sports game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today, The Athletic. This morning, George reports that we could be seeing Gardner Minshew as the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. It will depend on Jalen Hurts' progression or regression, depending on how things go. That's sort of the way the article read. Of course, Joe Flacco is no longer with Philadelphia. Minshew had his moments in Jacksonville, and nobody wants to see this if you're a Hurts fantasy owner, that's for sure. But I think the issue is sort of, George, the Eagles are, you know, loaded with picks in the future, the most picks in the NFL draft in the first round. I don't think they're going anywhere this year. It wouldn't be necessarily a tank, but it would kind of be like, all right, we're gonna have to move on here and just do something else, I guess, because that's what you do when you put Minshew in. It's not for the future.
Right. Minshew's not a starting NFL quarterback. All right. He's maybe a good backup at best here. I don't see this happening with Hurts unless he gets an injury here, because they need to find out about Hurts. And yes, he hasn't looked all that great. You and I discussed this, I think, off air. Maybe he's looking to run too much. Maybe he doesn't trust the offensive line, whatever it might be. He's having young quarterback issues here. But the Eagles need to find this out over the next 10 games. Is he the quarterback of the future? Because they're likely to have three number ones next year. Just like Carson Wentz is going to play that 75% of those snaps, and they'll have three number ones. And if he's not the quarterback of the future, they will need to draft the quarterback, or they're going to have to use those picks and try and get Deshaun Watson if he agrees to go to Philadelphia. Watson has a no trade clause. So their schedule gets easier. Detroit, Chargers, Denver, New Orleans, Giants, Jets, Washington, Giants, Washington again, Dallas. It's not a rough schedule other than a game or two there. I think Hurts will rebound enough, but he's not going to get replaced. Whether they believe he's the quarterback of the future, that's anyone's guess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Philadelphia does. For now, keep playing Hurts for sure. 20 points every week in fantasy football. All right, first hour is in the books. It went by very fast. We got plenty more to come, though, so stay with us on the grid. We're going to bring in our producer, Brett Levy. He's going to help us out with a little NBA. That's coming up. Got a good slate tonight. Of course, maybe LeBron James in or out. We'll talk about that as well. Chris has the update at the top of the hour, and then we're back on the grid in 2 minutes. Break.
Sports happens every day, and we give you expert insights and information on gaming, odds, and more.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.